We're beginning tonight Shir and Simon Reish Ayin Aleph. We are up to Sif Yud Aleph, the top line on Memches, the page after 94. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Aleph, in Ein Lo Elo Kos Echad, a person only has one kos of wine, Mekadesh Bo Balayla, he makes Kiddush with it at night, the Eino Toe Mimenu. And he does not drink from that kos, Shelo Yafki Menu, so he should not make the kos Pogum. Elo, rather, what should he do? Shofech mimenu lekos acher. He pours out some wine to a different cup. V'toem yayin shel kiddush me'akos asheni. And he drinks some of the wine from the second kos. So he made kiddush on kos A. He does not drink from kos A. He pours some of it to kos B, and he drinks from kos B. Ulamachar, and then the next day, mekadesh b'mash nishar b'kos rishon. He makes kiddush on that which is left over in the first kos. If all he had in the original kos was an exact revius, which is the minimum amount that you need for kiddush, and then by pouring some out and drinking Friday night, he's now lacking the proper shear. So mozgo lemachar lashlim al revius. He needs to dilute it with some water in order to be mashlim to get it to a revius for kiddush during the day. And then the Mechaber tells us, "V'hainu dafka k'shiyesh lo kos acher l'havdola." This whole discussion is only when you have an additional kos that you'll be able to use for havdola. She'im lo kein. If you don't have another kos to use for havdola, mutav shi'anicheno l'havdola she'iyefshar bepas. It'll be better to leave this one kos that you have b'tzimtzum over it for havdola, which can't be made on bread. Misha Yekadish Olav, that's better than making Kiddush on it. V'lo Yihia Lo Yayin L'Avdola, you'll have no wine for Avdola. So says the Mechaber, if all you have is one exact kos of wine, you should leave it for Avdola, because that can't be made on bread. Kiddush for a night could be made on bread. What? Oh no, I'm okay, thank you. V'im Yesh Lo Shnei Kosos Mitzumtzomim. I thought you'd be Merami to like... To the sheikh, which the is going to be down. If a person has two kosos exactly after they were diluted already, he should make kiddush Friday night on one of them. The yavdil al hasheni and do avdala on the second kos. The lo yekadesh bayom, and he should skip the kiddush during the day. The kiddush halayla odif, because the kiddush at night is more important than the kiddush during the day. And now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah and we'll get clarity in this whole sif. The first thing the Mechaber told us was, again, that if you only have one kos, you use it for Kiddush Friday night. The Mechaber said, don't drink from the kos itself that you made Kiddush with, so you shouldn't make a pogum, rather pour it into another cup and drink from the other cup. And the next day, on Shabbos day, you can make Kiddush on that which remains in the first kos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and Sifkata Nun, Shofech Mimenu, pour some of it out, Kishir Melolugmav. You should pour out the amount of a Melolugmav, which we'll get into more tomorrow, what that is, a cheekful. And you should drink me'akos ha'sheni sefkotun nun aleph. That's what the Mechaber said. However, the Magen Avraham hiskim l'das ha'tosos. However, the Magen Avraham argues, and he goes with the sheet of tosos, the kos shel chova tzarech liyos ha'ti'ima dafka mikos she'yesh bo revius yayin. That when you're drinking the wine, you have to be drinking from a kos that has a revius of yayin in it. The alkane, and therefore hanochon shiasekach. The proper way to do it is like this: yishbuch mitzchilo meakos harishon l'toch kos acher. You should first pour out after you make the bracha. First pour out from the first kos a little bit to the second kos. The izoyer sheyishar bo revius yayin. But you should make sure that you have remaining in the original kos the share of a revius of wine. The yita meakos harishon kishim lelugmav. And then from the original kos, which has a share of a revius in it, when you're drinking, you should drink a melugmav. The achakach yishbo chayayin shebekos acher l'toch kose. After you drink from kos A, pour back from kos B back into kos A. The baze nitkam pikimaso. That fixes up that which you made kos A pogum by drinking from it. So according to the Magen Avraham, which is following Tosfos Shita, you make kiddush on kos A, which is a large kos. You poured out a little bit of kos B. You left over a revius in kos A. You drink from kos A. You made kos A pogum by drinking from it. You pour kos B back into kos A to make it no longer pogum. Like we learned earlier in Simen Kuf Pei Bei Sivov. V'yuchol l'kadesh olav im yesh bo atu revius yayin. And then you can make kiddush in the kos again the next day if you have a revius of yayin in it. The after be'al yirabah docha dvarav. And even though the yirabah pushed off his words, V'sover de ka'atas ha-Shulchan Aruch adif etvei. And the Yerava comes out that the words of the Shulchan Aruch are better, that you should pour into Kos B, Amlolugmav, and drink from Kos B. I am a Tosef HaShabbos Sheyishvo. Look at the Tosef HaShabbos who answers it. So let's see note 59 who explains the El Yerabah's Kasha. The El Yerabah asks on the Magen Avraham, Mima Sha'omru B'Gemara, that which the Gemara B'Sachem says, La'inyan Misha Ein Lo B'Motzei Shabbos Elo Kos Echad, a person of Motzei Shabbos only has one Kos, V'Tzorach Gam L'Havdil Olea V'Gam L'Varach Olea B'Rach HaZamoz, and he needs it both for Avdolah and for benching. Sharashai Le'echol Kodem Havdolah. So he's allowed to do in that case is eat Malav HaMalka before Havdolah, and then after Mlav Malka, he'll bench on that coast and he'll make Abdullah on the same coast. And the Gemara proves from here that drinking from the coast makes a pogum. Because if it wouldn't make a pogum, otherwise you could just make Abdullah drink a little bit of the wine, and then make Birchas HaMazon and drink the rest of the wine. And according to what the Magen Avraham says, that the Mishnah just brought down, Halo efshar lito me'ayayin apelo lifko me'akos. You should be able to drink from kos A without making it pogum. Dahainu ayidei kos acheres, by using the other kos. That Tosefes Shabbos yishev. And therefore, that's the El Yerabah's problem. I mean, why, how does Gemara learn out that there's a problem of that you can't be pogum a kos and the only eitzah is to first eat and then make Havdalah? What do you mean? Make Havdalah first, and you can avoid the being pogum in the coast by pouring the wine out to the other coast, drinking from the first coast, and then pouring it back in, like the eitzah of the Magen Avraham, the Tosus. That's his problem with the pshat of the Magen Avraham. Why didn't the Gemara say that? But Tosef Shabbos Yishev, Tosef Shabbos answers to the Magen Avraham and says, Shulafiya Havamina Shal Gemara Sham, according to the Havamina of the Gemara there, Lo Moil Tikun Lakos Paguma. That there's no help for a kos pogum. There's no way to fix it up in the Havamin of the Gemara. Lefikach lo moel lishboch asayayim lakos acheres al azir lakos. And that's why the Gemara didn't give that eitzah, because in the Havamin of the Gemara was thinking that there's no way to correct a kos pogum, so it couldn't give that eitzah. So it had to say that you eat first and then make Havdolah. Ulam lumaskonos ha-Gemara Hashem, however, according to the maskon over there, moel tikun lakos paguma, it does help to fix up a kos pogum. Umishum kach moel litakona lasakna ayde kos acheres, and therefore it would help to fix it up through another kos. The kitzur, we have here a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah brings to the Magen Avraham of whether it's better to pour from coast A to coast B and drink from coast B, like the Mechaber says, or to pour from coast A to coast B, leave a revius in coast A, drink from there, and then fix up the pegima by pouring back from coast B to coast A, like the Magen Avraham says. Going weiter in the Mishnah Berurah, in Sifkata Nun Beis, it says, Mekadesh b'mashe nishar, after you do the eitzah of the Mechaber and you drank that which was in coast B, whatever remains in coast A, you can make kiddush on it the next day. Miloshon ze mashma de mekadesh b'zeh kos gufa. From the lashon of the mechaber, it's mashma. You're making kiddush on that exact kos that you made kiddush on Friday night. The after le'el b'sif yud kosa de tzarach lios hakos malay. Even though we learned last time it's sif yud that you have to make kiddush on a kos malay. Zeh rak le'mitzvah. That's only the ideal way. That's for a mitzvah. The ein ma'akev im ein lo. It's not ma'akev. Therefore, this kos that you really poured out some and drank from last night, it's obviously not malay. You could still make kiddush on it, even though it's not mullah, because mullah is only for a mitzvah. Upashit im yeshlo kos acher kotam is, that's obvious. If you have a kos that's smaller than this, tzarech lishbo chayayin lesocho kidei sheyiyah mullah. It'll be better to pour the wine from this kos to the smaller kos, and that way you taka have a kos mullah you can make kiddush on.
What about doing a meizik to make it a...
So we're going to get to that in a moment. That would work as well. We're going to see that in a moment. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Vayter and Sifkata Nun Gimel, on that which the Mechaber said, "V'im lo hayabu elu revius b'tzimtzum v'nechsam imina b'layla." If the coast you started with only started with an exact revius, and by drinking from it now it's less than a revius, so you have to dilute it the next day to be mashlim to a revius. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkata Nun Gimel, it had a revius b'tzimtzum as lav dafka, that it had to start with an exact revius. Elohu adin im afilu yesh lo yoser mizeh. Even if you start with more than a revius, elo di achar ti imas milo lugmov lo yeshar lo kishir revius. Just by drinking the Mlolugmov, which we'll see tomorrow is a rov revius, you have gone down in the amount of wine you have to less than a revius. In other words, it doesn't have to be you start with a revius. You could start with more than a revius, and after the Friday night kiddush, you end up less than a revius. Ela denokat hochi l'rabusa. It's just mentioning this scenario that you start with an exact revius to tell us a chiddush. Da'afilu bazeh, even when you started with only a revius and it went down a lot, still yesh lo takana aidei mezigas mayim. It still will be a way to fix it up by diluting it with water. Umayri keshaya hayayin chazak. It obviously has to be that the wine is very strong. Sha'achara meziga yuchal lakadish lov. It has to be the right percentage still of wine versus water, that even though you drank a melugma from the revius, has to be very strong wine that you're still going to be able to make kiddush on it afterwards. And we'll see more details about that in Mitzvah Shem in Reish Ayin Beis Sif Hei. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sif Kadon Undalud. We said this is all true when you have another kos for Havdalah. If you have no other kos for Havdalah, so then we said save the kos for Havdalah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Undalud. Hainu davko koi adalel. This is going back on what we said before. Shekosav dekeshiyesh lo kos echad mekadesh babalayla. We said in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch here, if you have only one kos, you make kiddush on a Friday night. Vashmein and dahainu davko. Hear the mechaber saying that's only if you have another cup for Havdalah. But if not, it's better that you should leave it for Havdalah, which you can't make on bread. Sevkotun and hey, mutav. Baze ayri Shulchan Aruch shakos hu shir mitzumsum umuzugo kfar. We're talking about over here in the Shulchan Aruch that the kos is the exact shear of a revius, and it is already diluted, so you can't add, you can't dilute anymore. The ilav hachi, because if not so, halo yochel lekadesh balayla, you'd be able to do what Shlomi just said. You can make a kadesh at night, ulamazgo lashlimu gam laavdallah, and then you could dilute it more and save it for Avdallah. So that which we say, save your only kos for Avdallah, is talking about a case where you have no more wine, you have no more option of diluting it, you already diluted to the maximum, and you barely got by for your Kiddush Friday night. So if all you have is Kiddush Friday night or Avdallah, Zakta Mechaber, in that case you should save it for Avdallah, because you can't make Avdallah on pass. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sekada Nunvav. In that case, Yanichenu l'Avdallah, save it for Avdallah. V'yesh Omrim de Kiddush Halayla Avdif me'Avdallah. There are those who say that Kiddush at night is more important than Avdallah. And you shouldn't save it for Avdallah, you should make Kiddush on it. And even according to the Shulchan Aruch that says you should save it for Avdallah because you can't make Avdallah on bread. If you have beer available for Avdallah, better to make Kiddush on the wine. Everyone holds that you can make Havdalah on beer. The Kiddush Ashikra Harbe Poskim Ostrim. But Kiddush on beer, many Poskim say it's Asr. The Gamala Pas Machmir Rabbeinu Tam. And even on bread, Rabbeinu Tam says you can't make Kiddush. Vilachena Filu Bishachris Tovioser Shiakadish Alayayan Amyeshlo Shechel Avdallah. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that if you have beer for Avdallah, you should just save the beer for Avdallah and use the wine for Kiddush Friday night. And if you have more, use it for the Kiddush on Shabbos day. Because there you can't use beer according to many poskim, and according to Rabbeinu Tam you can't use bread, and therefore you want to use the wine for that. Miu, however, mashin nogu lekadesh beis haknesses gam lahavdil, that which is accustomed to make kiddush and avdala and shul, baze bevadei havdala shul lahotzi rabbi midei chavos and other mikiddush einu ela minug. Kamoshe kosa simin reis hamel tes. However, when it comes to kiddush and avdala and shul, as we've been discussing previously, Havdalah, you're actually being motzi people. Kiddush nowadays, you're not being motzi people, it's just a minhag. So there, for sure, you should save the wine for Havdalah. That'll be much more important because you'll be motzi people than for Kiddush. So even according to the opinions that we're saying over here, that if you have a kos of Kiddush and you have the beer available for Havdalah, use the beer for Havdalah, use the wine for Kiddush. But if it's a shul, you should save the wine for the Havdalah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Vayter and Sefkata Nun Zayin. That's wrong on that which the Mechaber says at the end, if you have two kosos, use one for Kiddush Friday night, and use one for Havdalah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Kiddush Halayla is Adav. Kiddush at night is more important than Kiddush during the day, like we learned earlier in this siman in Sif Gimel. Vayin Shav in Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches, where he explains the reason is because Kiddush Halayla is Daraisa, and therefore it's better to use the wine for the Kiddush at night. Hamogen Avram Hevi V'Shem Shari Knesses Agdola D'Tov L'Kaddish Al Kos Gadol. Here we have an interesting halacha that the Magen Avraham brings to the Shir Knesset Agdola, that it's good to make kiddush on a very large kos. She yishar me'oso ha'kos le'kiddush hayom u'lahavdola. That you should leave over, have left over from that cup from kiddush for havdola. For both kiddush during the day and for havdola. So you should make kiddush Friday night in a very large cup, and what's left over you should use for kiddush Shabbos day, and what's left over use for havdola. Of course, after each time you have to fix it up, it shouldn't be pogum. If you drank from it Friday night, you can't use a Shabbos day until you fix it up. So you're going to pour a little more wine in the same cup for Shabbos day. And after you drink from a Shabbos day, you'll pour a little more wine into it to fix it up for Avdallah. Ubavdolo kos katan ne'akodem kidei shia malei. And of course, if you have a smaller kos, you want it to be malei, so you'll take the same wine that you fix up from the pegima and you'll put it into a smaller kos so that you could have the ideal way of doing it and make it on a kos malei. Aval ha'oyer rabba pikbeik b'zeh ha'minog del yerabba does not like this minhog. V'chein b'may Mordechai m'mayim b'zeh, my Mordechai also refuses this minhog. The cost of the Tov Yoser lasas m'minogenu, they say it's better to do our minhog and pour each time new wine or grape juice from the bottle. Don't use the same wine that was poured into the cup and keep using the same wine. There is an interesting note over here, note number 60. On that mug and Avram that he brings with Shem the Shark Nes Agdola to keep using that same kos, even though, as we saw previously, that we don't do mitzvahs in bundles, that's only if you try doing two mitzvahs at one time. Then we say you don't do mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, don't use the same kos for benching and for kiddush right away. You're benching in Avdolah. But if there's a break between them, like over here, that the Sherek Nesas Agdola is saying, sheyesh hefsek suda, you're making one Friday night, and then one Shabbos day, and then one Avdolah, they're all spread out. Ein zeh nechshav chavilos chavilos. That's not called doing mitzvahs and bundles. The other Rabbah, the opposite is true. Kevan shenesesav b'kozu mitzvah achas. Then we apply the rule that once you use the koz for one mitzvah, yesh lasos ba mitzvah nosefes. It's better to do another mitzvah with it. We find that many times, if you use your lulav for the mitzvah of lulav, so you should save your lulav to help make the fire to burn your chametz. Once it was used for one mitzvah, use it for another. We don't say einos and mitzvahs chavilos chavilos when they're spread out. That's only an issue when you're using it together at the same time for two different mitzvahs. Then we say einos mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Therefore, there's no problem here of chavilos chavilos. And therefore, the Sherek Nes Agdola says that what you should do is use one big kos and then fix up the begima afterwards, pour it into a smaller kos, and use that for the Kiddush Shabbos day. After you drink it, it becomes a pogum again. Pour more wine and make it unpogum, and then pour it into a smaller kos, so you have a shalim, and use it for Avdolah. We did see in the Mishabura here at the end, that Yerabba was not happy with this minhag, and neither was the Maimon Mordechai. Let's see what they're unhappy with. And note 61 brings down what El Yerabba asks. He asked the Masha Kaza Magan Avram Lael, the Magan Avram learned earlier, Sha'adiv Liknos as Hayayin Lekiddush Samach LeMitzvah, that it's better to buy the wine for Kiddush close to the mitzvah. And that's what the Gemara means when it refers to Yayin Chai. V'imkein, and if so, Afkan Odif Lohavi Lekiddush Hayom Ulavdolo Yayin Chadash Me'akankan. There's an Indian taking out fresh wine from the container, from the bottle, when you're about to do the mitzvah of Kiddush and Avdolah, and not to have it just left over from the last time. V'od kasav, he writes further, shekevon shetikun hayayin eino muskum lukuyama, since not everyone holds that you can fix up the wine when it becomes pogum by pouring extra in, madua lasos ken lachatchila, why should you come on to that lachatchila? Let's see one more note, note number 62, which is why the Maimon Mordechai refused this pshat of the Magen Avraham, the Shem, the Sherek Nes Agdola. He asks, Shekevan sheshose mikos ha-kiddush, once you drink from the kos of kiddush, imkein, li'achar ha-kiddush ha-rishon, chosra ha-kos ve'ein kan kos mleya. Once you drank from the kos, it's no longer mleya. However, as you probably could have figured out, the Mishabura bavorn this already. Omnam ha-Mishabura yishev zos, the Mishabura already bavorn this kasha, shekosav, because he already wrote, sheesh l'kadish b'chol pam al-kos ketana yoser. Each time you should take a smaller kos, so that it should be a kos mleya. We will stop here, and we'll continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night with Siv Yud Beis.